Well, welcome to St. Louis. The Jaguars just landed at historic Lindbergh Airport and have made their way to the heart of the city. And it's a homecoming for Blaine Gabbert. The Jaguars quarterback grew up in Baldwin, just about 20 minutes south of here. First professional opportunity to play in front of the home crowd. He was immensely popular here and at the University of Missouri.
Well, he was because not only was he a high school star at Parkway West, but then he got his first collegiate start. The game was actually at Edward Jones Dome. So a bit of a homecoming for him. And, you know, if he ever needed a game with some familiar faces in the stands, this would be it. You know, he needs to get it going, and hopefully he'll have all his weapons.
Well, we're getting to a moment in time in his career where he needs to step up and start showing that this job is his. I can't think of a better opportunity to do it at home and having Justin Blackmon back.
Well, hopefully Justin will be able to provide a bit of a boost. You know, the one thing about Justin is that he was able to work out with the strength and conditioning coaches, attend all the meetings during his suspension, was not able to practice. So there may be some timing issues, but, you know, this will actually be, surprisingly enough, the first time that Cecil, Ace, and Justin will all be together, because every one of them had different injuries at different points or were out for whatever reason with the suspension. So if all of them can have a little bit of a timing that will mix together and they all have productive days, it certainly will be better for Blaine.
You know, I was starting to wonder if that was going to happen this week when Cecil had to sit out Wednesday, Thursday with that groin injury. It was starting to seem like the theme was you couldn't put all the pieces on the board at the same time.
And we don't know if it's going to be all on the board at the same time tomorrow. You know, Cecil is questionable with the groin. I expect him to play just because Cecil's such a high competitor, but we don't know that for sure.
All right, one of the things we do know for sure is that Brad Meester is going to be a very important guy on the offensive line, more so than the center normally is, because he's got a revamped, reshuffled front. All of a sudden, Eugene Monroe is a Baltimore Raven, and Luke Jokel goes to left tackle.
Crazy. I mean, a crazy week with the trade of Eugene Monroe. And so Luke Jokel moves to left. You got Austin Pasdore at right tackle. They've never played in those positions in a regular season game, so, okay, let's see who they're going to be playing against. Robert Quinn, who is a perennial double-digit sack guy for the last year, and this year he's well on his way. And then Chris Long at the other side, who has had 2 years in a row of double-digit sacks, who doesn't have the numbers this year, but I love the way he plays. He's got great get-off. Son of Howie Long, he's got the genetics. So this is a tough test for two new tackles.
All right, look, I'm an optimist at heart. My question to you is, are the Jaguars able to be competitive tomorrow? Are we going to see the same sort of game we've seen the last month?
Well, I hope so, Brian, the piece that I did on Film Room Friday this week was all about eliminating some of the controllable mistakes, whether it be mental errors or missed tackles or assignment errors, and maybe just getting a little bit better. If they can do some of those things, they will be competitive. But they've got a long way to go to feel, for fans and for me and you, to feel like going into a game, hey, they're going to win this game.
All right, next week we'll be at the foothills of the Rockies on the road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton and Jeff Lagerman.